Hello, it's Michael Hurst, and you're listening to another episode of the 80 from the 80s podcast, where I've taken 80 songs from the 1980s and re-recorded them in my own way with lots of special guests, including the song I'm just about to play, which features Stephen Barr on lead vocals. Stephen will be one of the many awesome guest vocalists who will appear at Joe's Pub on May 28th. That's 2026, in case you're listening to this in the future. There will be two shows. The 7 p.m. is just about sold out, but there's still tickets for 9:30. Go grab them. And here is Stephen Barr singing Head Over Heels. Head Over Heels, featuring Stephen Barr on lead vocals. Head Over Heels, of course, was released by Tears for Fears back in 1985 on their studio album, Songs from the Big Chair. Such a great album and such an awesome song. Stephen is someone who I met through my child's school, like many of the people I've been working with recently. There's this awesome, I think I mentioned this with Melody Aberg's song, but there is this amazing band, a grown-up band at my child's school, actually his former school at this point, because he's now in middle school, and the grown-up band would play at the school carnivals and such. But this is, of course, Park Slope, Brooklyn, and all the musicians in this band are absolutely incredible and are professional-level musicians. So I heard Steven sing this in one of our shows. I was like, oh, this, we've got to put this on the 80s project. So that's the story of Steven. He's actually a literary agent, and man, he can sing really high. Funny little side note, I found out while recording him that his brother is in the band America, you know, horse with no name, but that's totally unrelated. But anyway, Steven said this about choosing the song Head Over Heels.
Well, I could probably talk for 700 hours about the film Donnie Darko, and there's one of the most efficient, most beautiful dialogue-less scenes of all movies is when they're introducing the school that Donnie goes to, and it's this perfect little shot that starts sideways as the school bus kind of opens up, and you don't hear anybody say anything, and you learn everything about how the teachers feel about the principal, about how the bully feels about everybody, and vice versa, and this song just like hugs that scene so perfectly, and I've been obsessed with it ever since.
I don't remember that scene, but I remember loving that film, and I remember especially loving the soundtrack to that film. So I need to go back and watch it now. Funny, I was just talking to a friend the other day about the time I got an email from Maggie Gyllenhaal, who of course is in the film Donnie Darko, and the email said, "Hi Michael, Maggie Gyllenhaal here, wondering if you can give me some theremin lessons." And of course I wrote back, "Hi Maggie, great to hear from you, of course." I ended up giving her lessons for a film she was working on called Frank. But that's completely off topic from the song. The recording that you listen to is another sort of beast among these projects. I think I have about 35 tracks that I used altogether, about 10 of which are Christian's drums and various percussion. Then I have a couple cello tracks, one that is just dedicated to pizzicata, another one that's dedicated to Arco, a few synth tracks, many guitar tracks, probably 3 electric guitar tracks, and then 2 or 3 acoustic guitar tracks. And then there's Joe's bass, which he actually did on his own this time. He recorded it at home and then just sent me the track, which I dropped in. Steven, however, came into the studio and we recorded, I think, about 5 vocal tracks, 3 of which are the main layered vocals, and then the other 2, which I just used as sort of safety tracks. But as always, my goal here is never to make the song sound like the original. The original is so amazing and the production is so great. And not that I could even get production that awesome if I tried, not in my studio at least. So, you know, I kind of did things a little differently. I sped up the song slightly, which Steven was not happy about because it's already a hard song to sing. But the breath control becomes even more insane when it's this fast. And then to kind of move things around, if I hear a synth sound, I tend to go analog. And if I hear an acoustic sound, I'm likely to want to go synth with it. I mean, that's not how it always works, but that's the contrarian sort of ambitions that I have with this particular project. Also, I should just say, several people have said, you should do a cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I just feel like that song has been covered so much. It's an amazing song. I love Tears for Fears, and that song is great, but I'm thrilled to have worked on Head Over Heels instead of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. There you have it. Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find a link to my Patreon page at michaelhurst.com. Always grateful. Bye-bye.